President Biden tomorrow convenes a meeting of the National Security Council on the situation in Ukraine. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That, according to the White House, which says the president today received an update on meetings at the Munich Security Conference. Civilians are evacuating towns and military forces are firing heavy artillery in eastern Ukraine.
Russia is building what many would call a spurious case that Ukrainian soldiers are committing crimes against citizens in the Donbass region of eastern Ukraine. Interfax news agency is reporting that the Russian investigative committee is sending specialists to interview people who are evacuating the area in Rostov as they arrive there.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi among U.S. delegates taking part in the International Security Conference in Munich, where she talked about the impact of more sanctions on Russia if it does invade Ukraine.
It's really sad for the Russian people, because the sanctions could hurt them. People could die. Russian soldiers, Ukraine soldiers, civilians, all because of Putin.
Ukrainian President Zelensky met with Vice President Kamala Harris on the sidelines of the conference. Police in Ottawa have broken up the massive trucker protests over Canada's COVID-19 restrictions. Harold Jonker is a Canadian trucker who's still protesting.
This one in Ottawa is legal, it's been booked, and it saddens us and discourages us that the government is using the police, who have been sworn to protect it and serve us, that they're using them aggressively to suppress something that has been peaceful.
There were nearly 150 arrests yesterday and today, mostly on mischief charges. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
America's bird is suffering from a belly full of lead.
The bald eagle, America's national bird, is suffering from chronic lead exposure. Researchers with the U.S. Geological Survey, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and other institutions used feather, bone, and blood samples from about 1,200 bald and golden eagles over 8 years and found nearly half of them had been exposed to harmful levels of lead. Eagles often get lead poisoning when they eat pieces of ammunition left inside an animal carcass. It can impair a bird's ability to fly, hunt, and reproduce. Higher doses can be deadly. The study was published in the journal Science. Jill Nato, Fox News.
After agreeing to a $73 million lawsuit settlement with gunmaker Remington, the families of 9 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims say they're shifting their focus to ending firearms advertising. They claim manufacturers use macho military themes that exploit young men's insecurities. Remington's marketing strategies are expected to be unveiled when the family's lawyers publicly release thousands of internal company documents obtained during the lawsuit. A big competition tonight with bragging rights on the line as part of NBA All-Star festivities.
It's All-Star Saturday, and things in Cleveland will get started with the skills competition. 3 teams squaring off in the shooting, passing, and relay rounds, culminating in the final round half-court shot. This year, the teams consist of one of all rookies, another of all members of the host Cleveland Cavaliers, and one that's all of the Antetokounmpo brothers. That's followed by the three-point contest. 27 shots, 70 seconds, 2 rounds. Trae Young, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Fred VanVleet among the competitors there. Then it's the slam dunk contest. Jalen Green, Obi Toppin, Cole Anthony, and Juan Toscano-Anderson showing off their aerial skills for a panel of judges. The All-Star events get started at 8 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.